to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I like the quote of Albert Camus, which you may have heard before. Don't walk behind me, I may not lead. Don't walk in front of me, I may not follow. Just walk beside me and be my friend. Now, I think it's a great quote. It's worth thinking about. There's so much about it that rings true as we walk through life. Albert Camus was actually a French Nobel Peace Prize-winning author and a journalist. He was also a philosopher who died tragically in a car accident back in 1960. But his words have been worth thinking about. I'm sure there have been times when you've wished someone would walk beside you, someone who would not just give advice or try and tell you what to do, but a friend who would understand and help you. Quite often in church, in the Christian circles, we talk about spiritual mentoring. It's a wonderful concept for someone to mentor you if you're brave enough to accept the program. So while each of us must make our own journey, take our journey, it'll be unique. It seems to me that what the Bible says, that we're not intended to make that journey alone. Can we learn the value of accepting a mentor, for example, who will walk with us? And for those who've done the journey, the benefits are vast. I don't think we appreciate so much the power of encouragement and love as we try to walk beside others. Have you got a friend who will actually be brave enough to tell you the truth, who will walk beside you? It's a very powerful experience. I saw a poster that had the words, "Who knows the joys that lie ahead, the secret smiles I find, the friends I'll meet, the memories sweet, the cares that I leave behind. Who knows the beauty of the days I've never seen before? My only wish in life is this, the courage to explore." It seems that everything we do is based on performance and how well we do it, the pressure that is put on society. You know, you've got to do your best, be your best. How many of us struggle because we can't keep up with this performance-driven stuff? Now, the pop song, "You'll Never Walk Alone," is loved by many people. It's a great song because it sends a message that we need, that someone will walk through life with us. And if you're married, hopefully your partner is that person who is your best and supportive friend. I think being married to the wrong person would literally be hell on earth. But God walks today with you as your friend. You might have heard the old poem about the man who walked along the beach and he saw a second pair of footprints in the sand, and he was told the second pair of prints was God. He was angry about this. He said that there were times when only one set of footprints was there. Where was God then? It was then that God said to him, "I carried you." See, learning to have a trust and faith in God is valuable, not just for our own faith, but for our own peace of mind. And when you live knowing that you're held by the hands of God all the time, you can breathe a little easier. You can go to bed and have a good sleep. And you can worry a little less because you can trust in God. The Bible has some great verses of encouragement. Psalm 71 verse 5 says, "For you are my hope, O Lord my God. You are my trust from my youth and the source of my confidence." And this is one of the hardest lessons to learn, that we can't fix other people, but we can walk beside them. So the gift that we can give to those around us is to walk beside them. Don't necessarily tell them what to do, but offer support. Each of us has our own lessons to learn in this way. You might have heard the saying, "I sought my soul, but my soul I could not see. I sought my God, but God eluded me. I sought my brother, and guess what? I found all three." Now, that's a wonderful truth as well. If you find a soulmate, you'll find someone who will walk life's journey with you through the good times and through the bad times. In the scriptures, it says in Philippians 2, verse 4, "Don't be always concentrating each on your own interests, but let each be equally concerned for the interests of others." Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Aristotle said a long time ago, "Men were never meant to be snarling wolves, but to live as in fellowship together." And that's really what Jesus was saying, to love your neighbour as you love yourself. Well, dear Lord, we know that people are facing bad news today, the death of an elderly relative or someone caught up in a car accident. Lord, these events truly upset us. Help us, Lord, for those who are shattered today. Give them your peace. And may there be someone walking beside them today. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.